You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs, live in Berea here in the Dog Bowl, and it seems as if our autograph topic has struck a chord.
Man,
and
it's very rare that people wait on hold or call right back, and they have.
The brainchild of Matt Wilhelm. There you go.
Well done, my friend.
All giving a plug to a great friend and a great company that hooked me up with framed jersey. But let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jay in Canton. What's up, Jay?
Not too much. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. First of all, I'd like to say that, like, when I get an autograph, I like to actually get the autograph, you know, the person signs it right in front of you. Yeah, because if I get one, I mean, if you get one in a deck of cards or a pack of cards, I guess that's what it is. But I like to get, you know, because I like also to say, hey, how you doing, whatever, maybe shake the hand, you know, because to me it's more about that. So, but saying that, I have a Warren Moon signed jersey. Which
nice.
Back in the day, I got it, and it was, you know, unbelievable. That's why he signed my hat. I have a Chris Johnson, which is pretty cool, too, but Warren Moon's probably my one I like the most. But somebody I want to get, though, is Tom Brady. I mean,
there you go.
I got the Super Bowl jersey. You know, the guy's just a phenomenal player.
Get it on a slightly
player.
Deflated football. Be
it
good.
It doesn't matter to me. He can throw anything. It could be underinflated, overinflated. It don't matter. What he did last year going, 13 of 15 against that defense was one of the best things I've ever seen a player do. I don't care. That was unbelievable in that Super Bowl.
It was, Jay. Thank you very much for the call. And I think, you know, if
pretty
you look
good.
At Tom Brady, if I had an opportunity to take a picture with Tom Brady, very much so like I did at the NFL draft with Dick Butkus, a lot of that was a little special because I was a Butkus Award finalist. Missed out E.J. Henderson, who was drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, actually won it that year out of the University of Maryland. It's an opportunity where if right now I could say, yeah, I wouldn't want a Tom Brady picture, autograph, whatever. But if I saw him, you know, and it seemed as if he was approachable, I would want to go get that. And because for me, I played against him, you know, didn't have an interception against him like I did against Peyton Manning, which, you know, I would openly create a conversation about to Peyton. And hopefully he remembers that. I'm sure he doesn't. But I would have to get the, you know, an autograph for Tom Brady simply because I have, you know, a young son that I can pass on all this cool stuff too, once he gets into autographs as well.
Yeah, when I was growing up, I was a big autograph guy, and I've got a ton of autograph stuff. I've moved more into the photos.
Yeah.
Quick photo with you, quick, you know, can I get a photo of this? And I've got a photo with LeBron and I. And,
sure.
You know, this is back in his first
that
stint
is cool.
here. And
yeah.
You know, just one of those things, like, I don't even need your autograph.
Right.
You got 2 seconds, give me a photo.
And you know what I've – kind of like that, but as I've done these, you know, Buckeye autographs, I've grown in my Buckeye history simply by spending more time, and now that I'm not actually playing. But I went to an autograph signing. It
oh,
was
sure.
You know, Tom Cousineau. I got a, you know, an autograph from him. I got an autograph from Robert Smith, Stillwagon. You know, and it's on a photo, but it was actually, as Jay just pointed out, it was me and them conversating. Me getting that and just saying it's going to be in my, you know, my collection, as I said, something that I'll give to my son someday. So very cool.
Yeah, and that's – I love going to those memorabilia shows. Number one, I don't have the budget to spend on 90% of it. But if there's one thing that I would see, okay, maybe. You know what I mean? Like a Christian Laettner Duke jersey signed by Christian Laettner.
Right.
You know, because I'm a big Duke fan. Or – you know, I have an Albert Pujols, you know, signed bat.
That's cool.
You know, when he was with the Cardinals. You know, it's stuff like that. Something that not many people can say they have.
Well, how about
it's not an 8x11.
There's also a really July 18th. Again, the same guys that kind of brought us up. There's going to be a Cardiac Kid signing.
We talked about that last week. Some guy called in last week about that.
Brian Sipe.
The whole
Doug
offense
Deacon,
is coming back.
Ozzie Newsome. Robert Jackson, Calvin Hill, Henry Shepard, Sam Ritigliano, Dave Logan, Cody Risen.
Cody Risen, baby.
They'll all be there July 18th.
That's a good group.
At the same fourth and goal that I mentioned in North Olmsted. It's going to be really cool. And I think, you know, what an appropriate connection between the fact that I'm, you know, I know them. I work on the Cleveland Browns show. And it's just great to get those guys together because how many times, Gibbs, do we hear people talk about, you know, eras of football that I'm definitely not aware of. You know, I don't know a whole lot about. I know what the Cardiac Kids are, but I don't essentially know who they are and what they accomplished and so on and so forth.
Well, and like for me, my father was at Red Right 88.
Really?
You know, he was there, and it was minus 25 degrees, and he had 7 layers of clothes on. You know, and he talks about the game. He knows all of those guys.
I'm sure he does.
I'm like, man, I need a VIP pass so I can go, you know, he can meet all those guys.
Sure.
You know, I think that's what it's all about for me.
Like, I can make it happen, bro.
That's something my father is a huge fan of. Yep. And, you know, I love Ozzie. My dad and I both met Ozzie. We were lucky enough when the Browns came back in 99, it's the year Ozzie got inducted. We went to – I had a VIP invite to go to Ozzie Newsome and Eric Dickerson's Hall of Fame party.
Wow, that'd be neat.
We have pictures with both of those guys.
In their gold jackets?
Yep.
That's cool.
With Kozar and all those guys there from the old Browns teams of the 80s that all came in for it. And, you know, so a lot of Dickerson's teammates with the Rams. And it was pretty sweet.
I bet it was. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Tom on a cell. Hey, Tom, how are you? Tom, you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I was just calling about your autograph.
Cool. What do you got?
I have two that are real special to me. The first one I got myself. It's Dante Lavelli.
Okay.
And he signed my seat from the Dogtown. I chopped out my seat the last game. And,
oh, wow.
And I met him at the Boys Are Back up at Hiram College, and he was nice enough to sign my seat for me.
One of the greats, man.
Yeah, he was a super nice guy, and he just smiled. He said, I don't have to guess where this came from, do I?
I bet not. And
the second one I have was from my grandfather. He was a friend of Cy Young's, and it's a picture of Cy Young, of all places, at a shoe store. And he signed front and back for my grandfather, and I keep that as a heartfelt memento of my grandfather.
That's very special. Very special.
That's awesome. Those are two good ones.
Two very good ones. Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim in Akron.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, Jim. How are you?
Great. I have kind of two experiences as well as autographs. I was blessed to go to Kent and watch the Browns training camp every day because I live in Akron. And I started going to training camp when I was 2, and my family, you know, would take me there all the time. And my grandmother actually baked cookies for the cardiac kids right in training camp and right before Red Right 88, and got a nice letter from Sam Artigliano. And the second experience, been going to the Hall of Fame since I was 4 with my uncle. He's since passed, but for probably about a 10 or 15 year period, we got every incoming Enshriner's autograph. And those experiences are just priceless to me.
They are. And thank you very much for the call.
Those are some sweet – every Enshrinee.
Every Enshrinee is cool. And I mean, even think, last year at the IX Center, they did their very best to replicate that, to bring back as many as they could. But to think that you have every single one is so cool. And even myself this year, and I know he's not eligible, but I even texted LaDainian Tomlinson if he was going to come in for this year's induction. Because you would just think, you know, a first ballot guy like he would want to, you know, come to Canton and experience that and the induction. He said he's not this year because his schedule doesn't permit, but he is definitely, it's something that it's going to be special to me as a teammate of his when the time does come.
That's going to be a heck of a party.
Yeah, yes, it will. we got to find our spot right now, don't we?
I was going to say that you just need to reserve your hotel room for that year that he's going to go in.
Exactly. Probably 2 years from now. It'll be very sweet. Well, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back from break,
we will get to more of your calls, by the way.
We will. Yeah, we're going to get some more. We want your calls all show long. 216-578-0850 or tweet the show at Browns_daily. You can do #mailbag or #autograph. Sharing your favorite autograph or the autograph that you want to seek out before you pass. Coming back after the break, John Mullen, ComcastSports.net, CSNChicago.com. He'll be talking Bears offseason, looking ahead to their big storylines coming into camp. Will be the fourth preseason game for your Cleveland Browns. Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs on ESPN 850 WKNR.